RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Joy, now playing in area theaters.
I do not see the appeal in David O. Russell's kind disorder biopic of Joy, the woman who invented the miracle mop, among 100 other patents. There is a bare minimum of likable characters surrounding Joy. In fact, the supporting cast is so nauseating, it was a breath of fresh air when the credits rolled so I could finally get away from these people. Not only does Joy's immediate family treat her with contempt and sometimes even hatred, but Russell even invented members of her family to intensify the torture. Pitched as a story full of inspiration and as a Christmas movie for the whole family this holiday season, I warn you to keep the family away from this colossal mistake. There is no Joy at all in this film, just incredulousness at why Joy never resorts to homicide. Her real name is Joy Mangano, but you do not know that from the film. Mysteriously, David O. Russell committed any and all mentions of Joy's last name, even though it shows up as an executive producer credit, and anyone familiar with the Home Shopping Network's top seller knows it well. Joy, played by Jennifer Lawrence, barely treads water in a cramped house with her family of leeches. Her mother, played by Virginia Madsen, lies in bed all day watching soap operas, even though she is perfectly employable. Joy's ex-husband Tony, played by Edgar Ramirez, is a lounge lizard living in the basement. Early on, Joy's father, played by Robert De Niro, is dropped off at the house by his second wife who throws him out. Joy has a half-sister, Peggy, played by Elizabeth Rome, who insults Joy as her favorite hobby. The first half hour of the movie is David O. Russell making us wonder how and why Joy doesn't snap under all the pressure. She takes care of two kids, calls the plumber when mom backs up the pipes, cleans up all the spills, and endures dirty looks and disparaging comments, even though she is one of the few with a steady job. Finally, let's get around to the idea phase. Joy's father, Rudy, lands a new and very rich widowed girlfriend, Trudy, played by Isabella Rossellini. While on Trudy's deceased husband's boat, someone breaks a glass, Joy slices her hands while cleaning it up, and voila, why not make a self-ringing mop? An hour later in the film, after begging Trudy for money, explaining to the dunderheads how the thing works, and failing to sell any mops in the local grocery store parking lot, Joy meets Neil Walker, played by Bradley Cooper. If Joy the movie could possibly be saved, it is through Neil Walker, manager of a new television station called QVC. Neil escorts Joy around the sets and in the film's best moment, stage manages a live production, all the while explaining how he effectively sells products to bored housewives through television. This should be a natural fit for Joy's revolutionary mop. Once again, Russell must remind the audience that nothing comes easily for Joy. Mistakes are made during the launch, the supplier out in California is up to something shady, and half-sister Peggy is actively sabotaging the whole thing. Let's talk about Peggy. In real life, there is no Peggy. David O. Russell made her up. There are already so many off-putting, awful people consistently telling Joy she is not smart enough in business to succeed, or how everything she does is a mistake, that there is no need for Peggy. Yet, Russell created this character that is so over-the-top repellent, she may single-handedly destroy any and all slight good feelings Joy accidentally created. De Niro and Rossellini, two beloved figures in all of cinematic history, make me wish they would accidentally fall overboard off their boat. Rule of thumb, it is not a Christmas movie if the audience stares at the screen wondering how in the hell they got suckered into seeing this mess. David O. Russell has been riding a wave of success recently. The Fighter showed a squabbling family, but Mark Wahlberg and Amy Adams were gold. Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle were quirky, but we bought into it and came out the other side smiling. What is it about Joy Mangano's life that David O. Russell finds so compelling? Paraphrasing the encouraging words he opens the film with, this is about all the daring women, one in particular. Yes, Joy is daring, despite the onslaught of wrath dumped on top of her head by those closest to her, urging her to sit down and shut up. I feel bad for Joy. I hope it wasn't really like this in real life. However, I feel even worse for anybody unlucky enough to purchase a ticket thinking they're in for another David O. Russell gem or a feel-good holiday movie. They're about to get blindsided. That is why I give Joy 2 out of 4 stars.
Joy is rated PG-13, now playing at Regal Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.